This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. South Korea says it will stand by its pledge to send 3,000 troops to northern Iraq. That despite desperate pleas from a South Korean man taken hostage in Iraq for the government to cancel its planned deployment. The hostage, Kim Sun-il, was abducted last Thursday in Fallujah. His captors have said they would behead him by this evening if Seoul didn't abandon its plans. Donald Kirk is following the story from Seoul for the Christian Science Monitor, and he joins us now. I wonder if you could describe this videotape of Mr. Kim pleading for his life.
Yes, well, I've seen that videotape actually a number of times, and it's fairly horrifying, actually. There he is begging in English, in kind of broken English, please don't kill me, I want to live, please don't kill me, and so forth. And it's very gut-wrenching, actually.
What can you tell us about Mr. Kim's background and what he was doing in Iraq?
Mr. Kim, who is 33 years old, was working for a trading company, and he'd been living in and near Fallujah for some time. He said to have been working as an interpreter at some point.
I understand there have been some sorts of diplomatic measures that have been undertaken to try to secure his release. Do you know anything about that?
Well, South Korea, early Monday, had an emergency meeting of the National Security Council, which authorized a special center to try to obtain his release, and dispatched a team to Iraq. They went 12 hours ago to try to work on his release. But they're not rescinding the decision to send another 3,000 Korean troops to Iraq. So they're not meeting the demand of the hostage takers.
Now, how is that decision to stand firm going over among the people of South Korea?
Well, it's not a popular decision. The decision was made definitively on Friday. These 3,000 are in addition to 600 who are already there. Those 600 are engineers, army engineers, and medics. And the 3,000 who are going there, they're not all army engineers and medics. There are some combat troops also. But their mission is basically a peaceful mission. They're going to northern Iraq, and they're going to work, obviously, on road building and bridge building and medical tasks and so forth. They're not going house to house looking for the enemy, so to speak. They're really there, as they say, to help build up the country and the economy.
Why did South Korea agree to send these troops in the first place?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is that South Korea has a very major alliance with the United States. Now, that alliance is frayed, and there's anti-American feeling and so forth. But the fact is that American troops have been providing security for South Korea since the Korean War. Another factor is that South Korea has historically done tremendous business in Iraq. So Hyundai and a number of other South Korean firms are very eager to get back into Iraq. So that's one reason why South Korea feels it has to join the Allied coalition.
And in light of the abduction of Mr. Kim, how much pressure is there now on President No-Moo-hyun, and how unpopular is his decision to send troops going to be, do you think?
There's quite a lot of pressure on President No to change his decision. The government has said so definitively that they're not going to change their decision, they're not going to be swayed, that it would be really a terrible loss of face to change that decision. But there's a lot of pressure. There's mounting pressure, notably from people who were against sending troops to Iraq in the first place. There were people on the streets last night holding candles, shouting slogans, singing songs, and so forth. The group last night was fairly small. They were in central Seoul. But from that small demonstration, as has happened before, major demonstrations can build. And I think they're going to keep on demonstrating, and I think the demonstrations could be quite forceful.
Donald Kirk, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Donald Kirk, who writes for the Christian Science Monitor, speaking with us from Seoul.